Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We came out real solid. Did a lot of good things with the puck early on, and I know we didn't have a lot of shots early on, but we didn't give up anything, and I thought our attention to detail defending was good.
Encouraging to really see the Cousins and Kulik lines producing offensively to give you some secondary scoring.
Yeah, I think you look at those lines now, they seem to be gaining a little bit of traction when it comes to plays up ice and spreading the zone out, playing on a bigger piece of ice. And I know they gave us quite a few, rush opportunities, which I thought we took advantage of, but it's great to get the scoring from where we're getting it.
How happy are you for Alex that, he's had a tough go at home recently, and just to have a night like this, how happy are you for him?
Real happy. I mean, you get some opportunities, and obviously our playing at home here hasn't been what we like, so for him to get three and crowd have a great night was, I thought for him, he's got to feel good about that, and it should help propel his game too.
Coach, your team scored 13 goals in the last two games. Talk about some of the adjustments you've made since this one.
Well, I think the Boston game, again, it starts with defense. We played really hard, played really well. We just didn't take advantage of some of the opportunities. Tonight the puck went in the net, a couple of the early opportunities. Maybe fortunate a couple went through their goaltender, but still we got them there. We made some good plays. We didn't take advantage of some really good opportunities we had, but scoring 7, scoring 6, not going to happen every night, but it's good to see.
Coach, Will, the youngest team in the NHL, how do you keep them focused from day to day? You went through your bumps, the slump, and now 2 games in a row, now you've put on a clinic.
Well, I think we know where we've been at. And now we'd like to turn the corner and turn the page and keep going this direction. So I think the focus, we talked about the focus coming out of the Christmas break, and you don't really know what you're going to get after 3 days off. But I think they just proved that they're ready to come out and play.
You get the penalty kill there at the beginning of the third period, and Alex scores to kind of put things away. How big was that moment?
That was a big moment in the game, obviously. That could have, got them a little bit more momentum. They just finished scoring a goal, and it could have put them back in the hockey game. So to get that kill and get a couple of saves that we got on that kill was an important moment in the game.
It's defensively or offensively, it's obvious Donnelly feels good again, and he said so himself. But what has that meant to your hockey club to get him back feeling good again?
Well, I think there's no surprise. I think this is as good as looked all year. These last couple of games, and I think the move to keep him out of the back-to-back game really helped him. And there was a time in the first period where he was just a one-man breakout machine, just kind of took the game in his own hands and said, here, I'm going to lead the way. And I think we all realize what he can do, and that he has been struggling all year with his ailment, and now he's starting to feel real good.
Coach, obviously we see some line reconstruction. Is there more of that to come?
Well, we've kind of kept them the same now for the last 3 games, which we'd like to keep it where it's at. But sometimes it depends on games. With the Greenway injury, the lines got shuffled around, but they pretty well stayed the same since then.
You mentioned not knowing what you're going to get out of your team coming off 3 days off. Now looking back on the way they performed in this game, especially in the first period, how much of that can you attribute maybe to the confidence they got on Long Island going into the holiday break?
Yeah, I think you can point at that as being something you feel good about going into the break. You know, I think the leadership of the team, you know, we talked about being ready when you come out. Being ready probably means that you've got to get one or two, some type of workout in on your own. And I think they did by the looks of things. I thought our skate this morning was good. I thought our puck movement early in the game, there was, you know, two or three pretty big misses on the passes, but I thought we really calmed down after that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.